This is Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan, the podcast.
From Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
All right, welcome back. And I wanted to get to a topic that kind of, I suppose, looks at honesty and where you sit where somebody else is being dishonest and would you actually do anything about it? Because it was an email we got some time ago. And it says, "Hi, Niall, big fan of the show. Seriously, I always tune in and you guys talk about those really messy real life situations. So I'm hoping that the listeners can help me out as I'm in a total bind. So I was in work the other day and I caught a female colleague stealing clothing from our shop. It wasn't a huge amount, but definitely noticeable. And here's the kicker. I caught her doing exactly the same thing last year, just before Christmas. The thing is, she's a single mum, so she told me. And I know she struggles. And I've heard her talk about money problems in the past. That's why last time I just pretended I kind of didn't see anything. But I told her I saw her. And she begged me while crying not to say anything. And said she was taking clothes to sell to her friends to get some money for the kids for Christmas. I felt genuinely awful thinking about her situation, and honestly, I didn't want to be the one to get her fired, especially knowing that she had children to relying on her. She promised she'd never do it again, but now she's done it again, and it's really eating me up. My conscience is screaming at me to say something to management, but then I think about her kids and how this could literally ruin her life. On the other hand, it's stealing, and it's from our job, where I work, and it's happening repeatedly, obviously. It doesn't feel fair to the company or to the rest of us who are playing by the rules. I understand we don't get paid much. It's a small business and we're all in just over the minimum wage. But we're all in this together. What would you do, Niall? Do I report her knowing what the consequences could be for her and her children? Or do I try and talk to her directly again? Which kind of feels super awkward and risky. Do I just keep my mouth shut again and hope that she stops? I'm so torn between doing what's right and not wanting to destroy somebody else's life, especially a single mother. It's a difficult situation, isn't it? It's a clothes shop. She's obviously stealing goods to order. Her mates are saying, "Oh yeah, I like that dress. Will you get it for me at 50 quid? Yeah, I get it for you for 20. And she's sticking it in her bag and bringing it home and selling stuff to her mates to get a few quid for herself. Now, here's the thing. He's only caught her twice. But that doesn't mean she's only stolen twice. She's obviously stolen a lot more times than that. But she's only got caught twice. It's like when you catch a barman fiddling or whatever it is, or your co-worker stealing. Don't assume that's their first time. That's the first time being caught, maybe. But you can only assume that they've been doing it all along. I remember many years ago in a bar I worked in, nightclub, there was a guy who'd worked in the place for 6 years and they knew he was fiddling, but they eventually figured out a way to catch him by changing the float at the start of the night. And they reckon he was taking 50 to 100 a night. And they worked it out over a 5-year period. And it was like hundreds of thousands of euro that he had taken over 5 years. And he was just fired because they couldn't really prove that he had taken anything more than what they found on the night, which was 50 quid. So what do you do in those situations? Now, obviously in his situation, he got fired and rightly so. But in her situation, she's saying she's doing it to feed her children. Let me know what you think. Would you tell? Would you squeal? Would you tell the boss? Or would you give her another chance? The number is 085-122-55. That's 085-122-55. Let us know, would you report a desperate co-worker for stealing? Let me go to Joe. Joe, hi, how are you?
I'm not too bad, Dave. Good afternoon, how are you?
Good. Joe, would you report her?
I don't like that word, reporting, Niall. You know, I find that kind of, you know, it's like a rat line situation where you're going to rat on somebody and you kind of get a bad reputation then if you start going down that road, you know. I think there's something more going on here. She could be under the guidance of a moneylender now that a moneylender is putting a gun to her head. And you know the way it is with single parents, especially women, when they get into money situations, they'll do anything they will to try to get a few bob, like, you know. But the last thing, that the problem I'd be worried here is that she could be under the clutches of money lenders. And you know what they're like, Niall? You know, if you...
But we're kind of surmising that. She may not be. She could be just stealing to make extra money. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, look, you look at what's going on with politicians and other people. They're stealing left, right and centre. So I probably would have a word with her first. I probably would... trying to find out what the situation is. And if it was that the situation that she was doing it out of Divilman say that she was robbing the company's assets, you know? It was affecting the company.
Well, she is. She's stuffing clothes into her bag and robbing them and selling them.
Yeah. Well, look, there's probably a situation there where you probably would have to go further, but
Would you go further, Joe? Would you tell if it was you working in the shop and you'd caught her twice?
Well, if I caught her twice and she was doing it deliberately, I probably would report, yes. Mm. But if I thought that there was a situation where she was having problems of her own, I probably would have a chat with her.
He did that already. She was having problems. She said she couldn't afford Christmas and he caught her last time 6 months ago.
Yeah.
And he did have a word with her, and she sobbed her brains out and said, please don't tell me, I won't do it again.
And now
he's caught her again.
Yeah. And you see, this is the problem when you get into this situation. It's kind of like a cycle.
Oh, it is. It's addictive. Hard. Yeah, it's like when barmen steal. Yeah, it's addictive.
It's like gambling. You're gambling left, right, and center, and you keep on gambling. And at the end of the day, you end up losing everything. And you end up then on the situation where you're really, really hitting the rock bottom, you know? And as you were doing there last night, you were interviewing that gentleman last night, which was a great interview, I must say.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to that kind of thing, it's like a cycle. You can't get out of it. But
that was Pat Sheedy I was talking to last night.
Pat Sheedy, yeah, that's the man. Yeah. Great interview as always, Niall. But it's a very, very tricky dilemma, really, because you see, this is a kind of a thing that's happened with a lot of people now in the last couple of years. There's a lot of people have financial issues, probably because they're not getting paid enough. And, you know, you see the amount of money that money being wasted by the state on a lot of things, you know, and you see this like, it kind of.
Oh, no, I know. In the big scheme of things, it's not very much, but it is a small business, and the owner, I'm sure, maybe isn't making a huge amount of money, and if she's stealing stock from the place, that affects everybody else.
Yeah, well, if she's stealing stock and she's doing it deliberately, she should feel the consequences, of course. Yeah, that's understandable.
Okay, well, hang on for a second, and let me just go to John as well. John, hi, how are you?
Not too bad. I have experience with this, right? What I would say, this person has warned the person who was doing the stealing and gave them a chance, and then they done it. They done the Britney Spears, and then oops, I done it again. And basically, the dilemma is: do you rat them out, right, or do you hang them out, or report them, whatever term you want to use? But I was in a situation where I walked in the store. This is the point, you see, where if you're in a store, and there might be that many employees there, if the manager suspects that there's internal theft going on, there's enough external theft now with robberies on a daily basis. But if there's something internal, it's suspected, you're all under suspicion then. Everybody. The people who are not involved in it, whether it's one or two that are actually involved in thievery, but everyone is under suspicion then. And it could lead to job losses and whatever. My situation was, I worked in a huge store, and it was there a good few years. And I was in charge of one section, the stock taking the whole lot and everything. And these characters used to come down every day, and they'd open the fridge, take out a big block of ice cream. They even had their own tin openers. They take the strawberries off the shelf. They take bottles of orange. They take packets of biscuits, the best of biscuits. There was an old part of the store where you'd climb up a shelf and they could hide away and they'd stuff their face, right? No, that's one thing. If they may get rid of the evidence, same. But what they would do then, instead of dumping the stuff, they would leave the cans, the bottles and everything all over the place, the ice cream cartons, to be found. And the manager came down on my day off, and he started looking around the place, found all the stuff, kept continuously looking. When I came back the next day, a security guy fronted me out, who was a retired guard, and he said to me, John, told me what happened, what they found. He said, John, you know who's doing this, which I did. And I said, no, I didn't. Just didn't want to rat out my co-workers, right? But he knew that I know who was doing it. If you can follow that.
I'm following that. Go on, yeah. He knew that you knew. Yeah,
of course, yeah. So the thing is, I wouldn't tell him anyway. I said, no, look, I don't know who's doing it. And the following day when I came into work, the following morning, it was called up to the manager's office. and I was moved out of that section, right? And that move over them thieving bastards who are no dead, that's the only redeeming thing I have out of it, right? I was moved to another department, which was doing my head in, psychologically, physically, it was upsetting me the job as well. Couldn't get a move out of it. And the section that I left, right, another company took it over, right, the lease of it. And if I was there, I would have got 100,000 euro redundancy. And the job that I was then doing...
100,000? Jeez, that's a massive amount of redundancy. Yeah, go on.
Well, I know, but the thing is, anyway, I ended up having to leave the section I was put in because it was getting me down to the choice of probably...
So you walked away from that money, yeah?
I walked away. I reckon I had to take it to the pittance of compared to what I should have got from that other section. I had to leave.
All because somebody else was stealing and you wouldn't tell them.
I reckon I actually did, not ratting those two scumbags out, right? Which I should have, and I'd advise anyone to do it now, cost me 80,000 euro.
Wow.
Yeah.
And I know, I can understand how that happened. Yeah, I understand the whole permutations of that and how that happened. And you are right. If the boss notices, if this is, I don't know how big this store is or how small it is, how many staff are there, but if the boss is noticing, which they do, that stock is going missing, the watchful eye is on everybody. You're all suspects.
Yeah.
Unless somebody tells the truth. Well, stay there, John, actually. Stay with me because I want to go to Jason as well. Jason, hi. How are you?
Niall, how are you, pal?
Good. You wouldn't report anybody?
No. Leave her alone. You don't know what she's going through. Just leave her alone. There's enough shit going on in the world. If that job are doing there, if that boss or manager is doing his job properly, he'll realise stock has gone missing. He'll get private investigators in, put some security cameras in. If you've done nothing wrong, Angela's famous words, if you've done nothing wrong, you've nothing to worry about. Let somebody else catch her. Number two. He knows about it. He hasn't reported. So sorry, just for 1 second, John. He knows about it. He hasn't reported her. Yeah, and now he's going to report her now. But why didn't you report her the first time?
Because he felt sorry for the first time.
Well, come here. If I was the boss, I'd be sacking him and her then if that was the case. You should have came to me, right? You didn't. Out you go. Yeah. Out you go. So now just leave her alone. You don't know what's going on in that little head. Jesus Christ, you could be struggling with that.
Jason. No, you can ask him a question.
Yeah,
right?
Go ahead, John.
Of course you can, John.
Jason. If you were in a position like me, and just because you didn't rat two guys out, like you would have lost 80,000 euro. Would you be so charitable then?
Well, you know something, yeah. I'd rather have me morals than money.
Well, I tell you,
money means nothing to me, John. Unfortunately, money means nothing to me. I've no value of money. I make it. I give it to my kids. I give it to my partner. I spend it. I pay my bills.
Yeah, but you didn't have it. If you lost your job and you didn't have it, it would mean something to you. John makes a really good point here, Jason. Hang on for a second. John makes a good point.
Why you lost 80 grand? Jesus. No, he didn't. He lost 80 grand. Tough.
But no, it's not just tough. That's unfair. Let's be fair here, Jason. John makes a good point. If stuff is going missing and the boss notices it, everybody becomes a suspect.
Yeah, but if you haven't done anything wrong, Noel, don't worry about it. Let them find the one who's doing it. Don't be the rat. Because I can guarantee you one thing, nobody in the job will like you for it. And the management won't like you for it either. And especially if they found out that you knew about it, you let it slide. And now this time you have a moral conscience. No, I think just
well, you don't have to mention the first time you caught her. You just have to mention this time. And when you say the boss wouldn't like you, of course the boss would be delighted you told him.
Oh, so lie to cover your own ass. Don't say you found out about this a year ago and you tried to talk to her. Oh, no, cover your own ass. Now, he sounds like a little sleeve in that's just trying to slither his way up the pole.
Niall, how would Jason feel like if he lost his driving job over something like this? And there he was, trying to...
Why would I lose my driving job over somebody else?
Why would I lose my driving job?
He's only giving you a theoretical explanation.
I don't understand how I'd lose my driving.
Jason, will you stop shouting over him? He's only giving you an example, a theoretical example of what could happen. That's all.
Charlie. Yeah, I'm saying if he saw the same lorry that he was driving, right, on the road, and the man walking away doing your job, and there you are out, you couldn't get as good a job, you say, or even maybe couldn't get a job at all, and you see a guy, and you say, Jesus Christ, I'd still be in that job if I ratted out those bastards there. You would feel a lot different.
Okay, let me ask you a question, Jason. Let's say, for example, they put two lads in the truck with you, right, to help you unload stock. Right, just a theoretical thing, right? I don't know how it all works, right? So it's Christmas time, it's really busy, you got full truck, and it's all going to Tesco's, Dunn's, different shops, and they put two lads on the truck which to help you unload the pallets and all the rest, right? And then the boss comes to you at the end of the week and he says, Jason, he said, there's a bit of stock missing there, you know what I mean? Tesco's a bit onto us. And half of one of the pallets is gone, you know? And the following day you were there and you spot one of the lads and he's sidelining some of the stuff, I don't know, off to a mate or something, I don't know. You see him. Are you telling me you wouldn't tell on him?
No, I'd fuck him out of the truck.
I'd throw him out of the truck.
No, I'd throw him out of the truck. He'd have to make his way back to the job and tell the job why I threw him out of the truck. And it doesn't happen like that. When we're getting checked in, it's done by dockets. The dockets are handed in every day. So if I load the truck and then we offload the truck in a chart, they'll ask me, why is the chart?
I'm only saying, you're not going to take the rap for somebody else and lose your job over somebody else stealing.
Hypothetically, I'd throw him out of the truck and I'd carry on with my day. And then it's up to him to tell the job why he got thrown out of the truck. I wouldn't be going back and telling the job I robbed. I just tell him.
Okay, so you go back to the depot that night, and the boss says, "Where's Johnny?" And you go, "I threw him out of the truck. Why'd you throw him out of the truck? Yeah, there's been no sign of him here. He's not back here. Yeah, why'd you throw him out of the truck, Jason?"
Ask him. Find him and ask him. Ah. And plus,
do you think your boss is going to accept that?
The bosses in haulage companies, Niall, would know. There's only two reasons I'd fuck a man out of me truck. Number one, he was robbing out of me truck. Or number two, he fucking touched me in the truck.
Yeah, but
so I'm just not a rat. John, you can give me all the hypotheticals you want. I wouldn't be ratting on this girl with a child to some multinational millionaire, okay? I wouldn't.
If the boss didn't, right, if the other guy says then, I didn't do anything, Jason fucked me out of the truck, I'm being accused of something now, you could find yourself up in fucking court, right, at the
wrong
end.
Yeah, and that's between us. Well then, if there's stock missing, where's the stock? Because how's he going to get the stock from the trailer to where he has to go? He'd have to bring it into the cab. So if he tried to put stock into the cab, and I let him put stock into the cab, I'm now complicit in that. But if somebody tried to put stock into my cab from the back of the trailer, guess what I'd do with them? I'd fuck them out of the truck.
Now, Jason, you're saying it's a big multinational. According to the email, it's not. It's a small business. So it's
I
don't know how small. I wouldn't say it's that small, but it's not a big multinational by any stretch of the imagination. So when somebody steals or somebody is constantly stealing, everybody, all the staff suffer. You know what I mean?
Well, she's not constantly stealing. He said she'd done it 6 months ago.
But he's only caught her twice. That doesn't mean she's only done it twice. She's clearly doing it all the time.
How is she clearly doing it all the time? She could just have a bill. There you go again. You would rather believe she's stealing all the time. She's this big stealer. Let's go rat her out. He said she stole at Christmas. Christmas to pay a bill. We're now going into the summer. Maybe she's stuck for money coming into the summer. The kid wants to go on these summer project things. She doesn't have the money. So it could be just her second time doing it. Maybe she's not being paid a fuck enough by these big greedy bastards.
But you can't have people robbing morning, noon and night.
Yeah, great, they're walking out of the shops doing it every day and nothing happens to them.
But it doesn't matter what, as long as you've been paying, obviously the minimum wage, it's illegal to pay anything less than that. And he does say in the email they're paid a little bit more than the minimum wage. Now, don't get me wrong, it's not a great amount of money. And I absolutely understand how people can find themselves in difficult situations around minimum wage. But it is what it is. Everybody else isn't stealing. It is what it is. That's the minimum wage. If you don't like the job, get another one that pays more.
Yeah, exactly. And what about our kid? But see, there you go again. Never just walk, because it's all about the fucking money. That's right, because you look down your nose at people that don't have the new house, that are in council houses, or are all layabouts. Some people just choose to do this. Leave her alone. Leave the woman alone. Worry about your own house and leave that woman alone. She'll eventually get caught and then she'll face the consequences.
But how are you going to feel
if she loses her job, loses her house and her and the child are out on the street and she was robbed because she couldn't afford the bill?
Hang on, John, respond to that if you want to. Sorry, John, go ahead.
There's a businessman I know here in Cork, right? And it's costing him 250,000 a year for to employ security. The shoplifting has gone so bad now in this city, you know, right? And on top of that, if you get the intelligence staff in robbing from within, I mean, Christ, where are you going? I mean, you must have shut down all the stores, all the shops.
The staff of Poundland in the UK are now wearing body cams because there's so much theft. Last year, there was, I think it was 500 million in stock was stolen from Poundland.
But they're not prosecuting the people, Noel. Okay, the police won't prosecute. They won't come after them. Have you seen the videos coming out now of people?
I've seen them.
On private security. Because why not? We're not prosecuting people. Okay, We're not. So just let her on. There's enough fuckers out there doing that. Pay your staff more, you won't have to rob from you.
Well, you might not be able to. Yeah, I mean, if you have a small business, it's not affordable sometimes to pay the staff more money.
Well, then you shouldn't be in business if you have to.
No, you're only obliged by law to pay the minimum wage.
Well, if you're going to work and you have to get social welfare at the end of the fucking week, and your boss is living in a big fancy fucking house, or he's paying dividends and all to his shareholders, that's where the problem is, okay? They're getting away with paying second staff absolutely buttons that they have to go on the welfare.
Okay, well, hang on for a second. Stay there for a second, lads. Do you want to go to Carl as well? Carl, hi, how are you? Sorry, Carl, for keeping
you. How are you, Niall?
You heard what Jason said. Mind your own business.
I'd love to know where Jason drinks on a Saturday morning. Down the pub, buying the knocked-off steaks, I'd say he is.
You fucking idiot. After I'm walking, I'm up at football with me kids, you fucking moron, you. I don't buy Rob stuff. I walk for a living. All right, so get your little giggly laugh out, you fucking moron, you.
Go on, Carl.
The name card of Jason, huh? Jesus Christ. Anyway, if that guy wants to... Look, if he wants to tell him that that's his choice, but he can do it and send an anonymous letter to the boss to say, you know, I've seen so-and-so taking stuff, just keep an eye on it. That way he saves face with the rest of his co-workers as well, and no one knows who said what.
Mm.
If it was me, personally, no, I wouldn't say anything. No, I'd let her off.
Would you?
I know friends who work in the security business, and they all say the same things. They are restricted. If, say, we take the likes of one of the German supermarkets, say Little, for argument's sake. The security guards are not allowed to ask you for a receipt to prove that you've paid for your stuff. They're not allowed to put their hands on you either. You just have to walk out the door.
I know. I've seen security guards ask people for receipts.
No, they are not allowed. By law, they are not allowed. Because 9 times out of 10, when you're at the till...
They're not allowed to ask you once you leave the store, but if you're inside the store, they're allowed to ask to see your receipt. Yes, they are.
Okay, now put it this way. You do your weekly shop in the likes of Lidl or Aldi, right? The girl at the checkout would say to you, would you like a receipt? Most people say no.
I always say yes, but
so how do you have a receipt? So how do you have a receipt to prove that you haven't paid for anything?
Yeah, well, now in fairness, I'd always ask for a receipt.
No, I'd never ask for a receipt. Yeah. Unless it's a big portion.
Many years ago, I was accused of taking something. Thankfully, I had the receipt and I hadn't taken anything. But I was on the way out of a shop. I was asked for a receipt and I had the receipt.
Yeah.
And it's a quite embarrassing situation when that happens, when somebody accused, well, not accused you, but, you know, it's kind of accused you.
Yeah. And people have this thing that people who are shoplifting are stealing from shops and that are all people who are out on drugs or alcoholics.
No, they're just normal people, you know, sometimes.
There are some very well-dressed people and in their late 60s and 70s out shoplifting.
Mm, I know.
Seen it myself.
I know. Seen it. Oh, no, shoplifting is a huge, huge problem. Huge problem. And it's getting bigger. And the reason it's getting bigger is because the shops are allowing them to do it.
Yeah, but the shops can have a write-off on some of that as well. I was telling this to Elaine earlier on. Some of the big supermarkets allow stuff to be
It's in the price. Yeah, I know they've marked up a lot of the goods to allow for, you know, the millions that go missing every single year. Okay, but getting back to a staff member, that's fine. That's the general public, right? Getting back to a staff member. Now, this is not a big store by any stretch of the imagination. I don't think it says a small store. So I don't know how many people work there, 5, 6, 10. I don't know. And you know, he caught her stealing before, and she cried her eyes out. So she's taking clothes. Obviously sticking them in our bag, and then she's selling them to mates. So mates see a dress or the cardigan or something. They say, look, I'd love that. Don't worry, I'll get it for you. It's 50 quid, but I'll give it to you for a 10 or a 20 quid. I'll stuff it in my bag later. And that's how she's making money. She's stealing stuff to order, essentially.
Yeah. You know. But as I said, I mean, her co-worker just has to send in an anonymous letter to say, look, she's robbing stuff.
Jason, that's fair. An anonymous letter to the boss. That's fair, isn't it?
I tell you, Niall, you'd do well in 1950s East Germany, wouldn't you, with the Stasi? Wouldn't you?
No.
Keep an eye on everybody, rat out everybody. Live your own life and leave people alone. You don't know. That girl could be paying bills with that, for all we know. Okay?
We're all paying bills, Jason.
Hey, okay, let's go down there. For all we know, she has an abusive partner there.
Well, you stop adding flavour to the story. We don't, there's no mention of an abusive partner.
According to you, she's doing it, and according to you, she's doing it every day. So we can all go down.
No. What I said to you is, if you've caught somebody stealing twice, you can be sure they haven't only done it twice.
So well, how do you know? It could be their second time. They got away with the fourth time. This could be the... But see, there you
don't be naive, Jason.
You don't. I'm not being naive. I'm just telling you, you haven't a clue.
Okay, Jason. Hold that thought just for a minute because I have to go to a quick break and we'll be right back after this break.
This is Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan, the podcast.
From Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.